Manu Patra alerts dated 2 September 2019. Supreme Court has extended former Union Minister P. Chidambaram CBI custody till Thursday, thereby avoiding the possibility of being sent to Delhi's Tihar jail today. Supreme Court has refused to interfere with the Bombay High Court's direction for the police to register an FIR against NCP leader Ajit Pawar and over 70 others in the Maharashtra State Cooperative Bank scam, saying the investigation cannot be stopped. Supreme Court has upheld the increase of maximum age limit to the posts of professor in the medical colleges in the state of Uttar Pradesh from 45 years to 65 years. Apex Court has issued notice to the Reserve Bank of India regarding a petition filed by a Madurai-based businessman before the Supreme Court seeking direction to the Reserve Bank of India to accept his money amounting to 1,17,872 crore, which is part of his textile business. Supreme Court has sought the centre's response on a plea seeking complete rehabilitation of flood-affected families of Sangli, Kolhapur and Satara districts of Maharashtra. The Apex Court issued notices to the centre and its departments concerned, as well as to the Maharashtra and Karnataka governments and other authorities, on the plea seeking direction for taking steps for storage and discharge of water from the Krishna River and its tributaries during the rainy season from June to September. Karnataka High Court has ruled that when there is no scope for presumption that wife would be dead in case she has not been seen for 7 years, for the purpose of such a presumption the statute book provides that the husband has to approach the civil court seeking declaration that his wife is dead. Rajasthan High Court has rejected a plea against prohibition of married daughters from availing the benefit of compassionate appointment under a Rajasthan Compassionate Appointment of Dependents of Deceased Government Servant Rules, 1996. The court ruled that the exclusion of married daughter from the purview of dependents is appropriate and that she was not dependent on premarital family. Delhi High Court has upheld the constitutional validity of a 2010 provision in the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act allowing probe agencies such as CBI to investigate corruption and money laundering in foreign funds. Punjab and Haryana High Court has ruled that suitability of an employee for promotion is to be determined on basis of merit cum seniority and not seniority cum merit. Rajasthan High Court has issued summons to the Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot along with State Election Commission and the Returning Officer on a petition challenging his election from the Sardarpura constituency. Chhattisgarh High Court has ruled that testimony of a child witness can be the sole basis for conviction in a criminal trial. The court observed that a child in the innocent purity of its mind was more likely to come forth with version which is unbiased, unsoiled, natural and forthright. Delhi High Court has refused relief to a girl who missed out on her admission to Delhi University, being deceived by an internet cafe owner. In the case Sanali Sharma vs. Delhi University, the petitioner moved the court seeking directions to be issued to the Delhi University to grant her admission in BSc program at Deshbandhu College. Telangana High Court, while expressing concern over dengue spreading like wildfire across Telangana, has asked the government to explain the steps they are taking to contain the diseases, giving the government a week's time to respond. Karnataka High Court is in a major setback to senior Karnataka Congress legislator D.K. Shivakumar dismissed his petition for interim protection from arrest by the Enforcement Directorate for his alleged involvement in a money laundering case. Central government has got more access to taxpayers' income information from the 1st of September 2019 when a slew of budget announcements such as a new levy on cash withdrawal and interchangeability of Aadhaar number and PAN have come into effect. Most of these changes will help the government track income of assessees. Chief Justice of the High Court of Jammu and Kashmir, Justice Geeta Mittal, was honored with the Justice P.N. Bhagwati Award, The award was conferred in recognition of her judicial work towards access to justice and her judicial innovation for designing the vulnerable witness deposition complex. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has dismissed the Oil Ministry's plea seeking $314 million, around 2,245 crore rupees, from insolvency, bound with the Ocon Industries in unpaid profit petroleum from the Dhawa oil and gas fields in the eastern offshore. The new Motor Vehicles Amendment Act, 2019 has been enforced from the 1st of September, 2019 as a result of which violating traffic rules will attract harsher penalty. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has asked for a report from the Forest Department on a plea alleging felling of trees for construction of Dwarka Expressway without ensuring compensatory afforestation. The court directed the Principal Chief Conservator of Forests to submit a factual report within a month.